design of the Arab. It's about 12 lines in the bottom. At two dots. And the more quotes on the Mishnah, Mitzvah, Tevasim, Akrichas. So I want to know what does Tevasim and Akrichas both mean bound together. So my Tevasim and my Akrichas. Some are Behudim Rav, Hein Hein Tevasim, Hein Hein Akrichas. They both really mean just multiple amounts of pairs of tefillin. But Tevasim is Zvavi Zvavi, Krichas is the Krichan Tuva. So Zvavi Zvavi is a Grashi. Shal Rosh Shal Yad Kshurim Yachad. It was a set of a Shal Rosh and a Shal Yad. Then Harbe Kishrei Zug B'Tevas Achas. Then you take sets of them and you put it in one big bundle, but the bundle of sets. Krichan Tuba, Kiadori Vein Beis Beis Kshurim. Whereas Krichas is just they're all bound together, but there's no sets inside of Shal Rosh and Shal Yad. So Tzvasim indicates more being bound, putting something together, putting things together than Krichas does. Okay. So Maksha Chalein Maviyam. So the Mishnah says if there's too many to bring all in before the conclusion of Shabbos, so you wait there and then you bring them in afterwards. Vamai. Why? Why don't you bring them in a pair at a time? And then when the end of Shabbos, whatever's left at that point in time, you bring all of that at that time. Some Umar Rav Yitzchak parade. Rabbi Yehuda.
Morning, Rabbi
Rahim. The Dima Farshile Mine the Abba. I heard this from my father, Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Shilu Machnisan Zug Zug, Bukhalus Karamshkiya Sakhama, Machnisan Zug Zug. Reloy Mashach Alein Amavian. I'm sorry. The Morris Kasha was, it just says it was a big unit, so you wait. So what Morris saying, why do you wait? Open up the unit and take a pair at a time. Where it says the case was that even after you doing all of that, you would still not finish it all before Shabbos. Whereas if you would, you should. There is an element of some, in other words, we're not wearing tefillin on Shabbos. There is an element of quote-unquote chilul Shabbos. There is an element of Rashi uses that lashon for chilul Shabbos. There is an element of some act of degradation of the Shabbos by doing it. And the more says, if you're going to accomplish everything you have to accomplish with it, it's worthwhile. But if you're not going to, you're going to have to wait after Shabbos anyway to do it. So that's so one of the forshim says. I was wondering maybe you could say maybe just a little bit differently, right? So when you're there watching it, so that itself acts as covenant for the tefillin. So if I find one pair and I carry it in, I have a choice of staying there and watching and bring it in. It makes more sense to bring it in. But if there's multiple pairs, so I'm choosing to leave a pair of tefillin to bring a pair of tefillin in. But there's a choice over here, because leaving it also, there's an element of bizoy, of leaving the tefillin out there in the field, not being taken care of. So we say, but the advantage of bringing it inside is worthwhile. So, okay, there's three pairs. So at least at each pair, you'll have your turn to be back brought inside, which is more worthwhile. But if I have 10 pairs, I'm not going to be able to get all of them in. So some of them are saying, listen, to me, you're basically ignoring totally, leaving me alone, not to get me in before Shabbos. You might as well just stay there and give it the cover to staying there with it, than rather to bring it all the way, to leave them, and to bring some of them in. Okay, Sakrashi, Be'ilav. Sheinam kolus kadam shkiyas achama. You're not going to finish all of them before Shabbos anyway. Since you're going to have to go back after Shabbos anyway, so just stay there, bring it all in at one time. It was a kind during the situation of Sakana, Mechasa, and you cover them, but her, look, you can leave. Feather Merkasha, but Tanya Bryce says, Ubisakana, Malichin Pachas, Pachas, Mer Ba'amas. So you can't wear them, wherever this Sakana is, but you can carry them in the process of Pachas, Pachas, Mer Ba'amas, that you walk less than 4 Damas. And then you stop, and then you start again, walk less than 4 amas, and you do this continuously until you get to a safe place. So even though the malacha, so the malacha of carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is 4 amas, he carried less than 4 amas each time. To do that, you have to, there are three, we've discussed this before, there are three parts to many times, but there are three parts to the malacha of Hitzor. There's Dakira, which is taking it from its place. There's the Havora, in this case, carrying Dalat Amos. There's the transporting it, Dalat Amos or more. And then there's the Hanacha, when you put it down. So in order to carry Pachas, Pachas, Mayav Amos, you have to have a process of Akira and Hanacha, less than 4 Amos. So when you start again, you're starting from a new Hanacha. So, we find in general that starting when you're holding an item is the equivalent of a kiris kufos kiris chayfitz, and hanochas kufos kanochas chayfitz. So really, theoretically, you start, you walk 3.5 amas, and you stop. So you put the chayfitz down, and then so you've completed that process, and now you're starting over again. And the halacha says, however, we're concerned that if a person doesn't put the item down, a person doesn't do something, we're afraid he's gonna just keep walking a little. That either he should sit down or he should put the item down. Something which clearly interrupts routine ejection as a reminder that he shouldn't go more than Dalat Amos. Okay, so we have a steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says just cover it and walk away, and the Braisa says carry them in. Amar Rav Lekasha, Habasakanas Nachri, Habasakanas Listim. So there are different types of dangers. There's a danger of goyim. And there's a danger of Rashi's listim over here. It could be even Jewish listim. So the danger of Jewish listim is. So the question is: you want this person to be transporting this item through dangerous territory, or just walking away? Should he be transporting it through dangerous territory, walking very slowly? That which is basically what's going to happen. So Rashi has two pshatim over here. Rashi's first pshat is that, which Rashi doesn't prefer. Rashi's second pshat on the base, Rashi prefers. Rashi's first pshat is that the goyim will be mevas of the tefillin, whereas the listim, in some cases, the listim Yisrael. Yeah. So therefore, in that situation, you must bring them in. Whereas the listim Yisrael, the not mevas of the tefillin. It's not safe to be out there, so we say, listen, Akivaz of the Trillin, you are in danger, so you can leave. Whereas other situations, that's Rashi. The second one, Rashi says that the case, the Nochri was, it's all the way around. The Nochri was a case where they made a gzeira against wearing tefillin. So the concern being that if he's seen with a tefillin, that wouldn't be safe. Whereas the listim, they, you know, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish, but you know, they do all the mitzvahs you want. We just want your money. We want to kill you. We couldn't care less whether you do mitzvahs or not. So being with the tefillin is not necessarily going to endanger him. Okay. I'm going to buy it. But my kimto the masnisin sakonas over galulim. Now, if you're saying up the case of the Mishnah is referring to a danger of over galulim of nachrim. And that's why Mirchasa Berlechloi. Same as Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa. Mishnah says, Rishim and Omer, Say if the concern over here is with the goyim is that you want to so Rashi says if the concern with the goyim like a second shot is that there's this gzeir against Jews with and tefillin, so having this whole human chain of people out there, the goyim are going to notice that more than one person walking possibly. So koshkin the avshem milsa, it's going to increase the noise of the issue. It's going to make it more noticeable. So how would you do that? The Morris says you have to add a connection to the mission. And Rishimon says that so Rishimon is responding to this this undiscussed case of Sakonis Listim, which the issue is there's no danger being found with the tefillin, just the question is getting out of there, what do you do? So Shimon says, says you carry pachas pachas al adam. So Shimon says, give it to one friend to the next. So what's that machlok is about? So my kemiflugi, the my kemiflugi.
No danger, what?
Yeah. It's no danger being found with tefillin. The my kemiflugi. Mar sabr pachas me arba amis odif. It says going one person less than 4 amis and stopping is preferred over having this whole human chain. The Amarta Noitzin Lechaberoi V'Chaber Lechaberoi, which means you'd have this whole production going on. Av Shemilsa the Shabbos. So you're creating a lot of attention to yourself, what you're doing, and that, you know, this is still not the preferred way to spend Shabbos. So the covenant tefillin, etc. But you know, it would be preferred one solitary fellow doing this quietly would be preferred than this whole process. Mar Saber Pachas Me'Arba Amis is an issue. No, Mar Saber Nosh Tachver Odif Di Imar Tumelo Pachas Me'Arba Amis Zimin De La Badaite Ve'Osir Lasiyuni Arba Amis B'Shus Rabban. We're afraid that one that so Shimon says that one time you might forget and carry it too far. So therefore, he says it's better to use the human chain when possible. Okay, so Rashi. Velichin pachas kulam pachas pachas medalat amas. The first 5 lines in the bottom. Karim Shigia La Arba Amis Yamud Lafush. So we had a loch and hill said the Shabbos, you walk less than 4 amis and you stop. Lafush. Lafush means to rest. Because the more says in Seth Shabbos a person would be walking less than 4 amis and he would stop to adjust the package in his hands or on his back, wherever he's carrying it, and then continue again. That does not constitute an interruption because that was there. That was done for the purpose of the carrying the item, so it doesn't carry. That does not constitute an interruption. So the push means the person stops to rest. So that constitutes the end of a process of carrying. Continues less than 4 amos again. Okay, tumit all the way. There's an uprooting and there's a replacing it down. There's never transporting it 4 amos at one shot. Right, Rashi seems to learn you don't have to put it down. Yes and no. I mean, Mikra didn't Rashi's that everybody agrees that would be so. The only question is there a concern if we don't make some type of a hecker of forcing the person to put it down, then we might forget and carry it too far. How do you get it all the way at the end? How do you get it in?
Yeah, I mean, even if you're going from, I guess to a button, and I talk about there, but if you're going from the outside to the chatzer or something, you can't really address
it. Right? It doesn't address how to get it inside. Mishnah Shabbos talks about the Mishnah discusses cases where you carry pachas pachas in the arba'am. As a person was out in the soda and he had his all of his financial possessions with him, you know, he had his wallet, etc. So the Mishnah says that Chazal were afraid if they didn't find some type of a heter for the person to carry it, and Halacha put this away, he's going to end up just being mechal Shabbos. So one of the options was carrying pachas, but it's okay now. But you get it to the city, what do you do? So it talks about over there. It talks about throwing it into the chatzar kelachar yad with a shinui. I'm not sure how what you would do with tefillin. That's the only option that you have. Probably you would do that. You know. So the chachavim, mevazel the tefillin, so then malichin. If the leave. If leaving it there, the goyim are going to, the danger is the goyim will come, they're going to be mevaz of the tefillin, so don't leave them there, take the tefillin with you. It's kind of listim Yisrael, the Tum, a Jewish listim, the Katlele Mishum Amoinoi, the tefillin lo mevaz of the hu. So he's in danger because they want his money, but the tefillin are not in danger, they're not mevaz of the tefillin. So them just makas and just cover them and go. Say good asik, but the most we don't rely on those mechitzas because it's a mechitza shavidim broken by, so an animal can get in under there, so it doesn't get a din of a mechitza. That's it in the raisa, in the rabbanon is a machlokes. So if that's it in the raisa, so then it's not a shisa yachid at all. So that's it in the rabbanon means the raisa that you do say good asik. So then on the raisa level, that's all. So we're always saying the chumra, but we don't rely on those mechitzas to rely on them, but to be matter to put something in there. Would be an issue. I'm not sure what the law is.
So it's not clear that we can use that as a method of getting them up onto the porch, or whatever it is that's sticking out.
Right, so you can't use it. You can't get it onto the porch because the porch is just a yachid. You'd have to do it. I mean, the question is to put it under, you know, below it, which is potentially a safe place, but it's not just a yachid. Then afterwards, in a second step in the process, yeah, theoretically. Now, it's according to the Girsa of Rashi and the Gemara, the first way Rashi learns the Gemara, so, if it's a Karazoi, so you must carry them in. Amrishas, which says, is cover them, it's the Masakaras listim, which means you're not, the two are not in danger, you are in danger, so just cover them and leave. So then, the girsa has to be not what we have in the Gemara, but how do you see in b'mar kimta masdisim b'sakadus listim aim a sefer. So, which is not the girsa we have in the Gemara, because that's following Rashi's second shot. Okay, so keep the listim l'mavazaluhu. So some words kasha then. So it's option. The more says it's option. So what's the problem with option? Also, listen, the listim which are working around these areas are Jewish, and they would not be mevasa tefillin. So amayka mazalzel Rav Shimon b'isura the shabbata kuli high. There was, why in the world would Rav Shimon feel fit to make this whole heter, making the shimon chain one to the next, when the tefillin aren't really in danger. It would make more sense just to cover it and leave it. Kloshken, the Rebbe Shimon, Giri Mitanakam, Deika, Zilzul Shabbos Tve, Da'avsha Milsa, Danach Gavri, the Mekulin Kuli Hai Bishab Shabbos, Bekisi, the Tanakama, or the Reb Shimon's approach does not seem to be a better approach. The Tanakama's approach seems to be better. Why would Reb Shimon want to do that? Okay, so now that's according to the Gersa that we have, and the more answers according to this, that the Chizum Hazochik Ketani, Vendam Mura Besakanis, List of Besakanis, Abdukachavim. You carry pachas and dalal abs. The Shimon says no sechaber, no sechaber. That there is a moment you flip it around. Here's what we have in the room. Loshen acher v'ikur, a second pshat, which Rashi says he feels is the correct pshat. Below the shabbos atzorim, which we gain that you don't have to change the text that you, the basic text we just found in the Gemara, was like we have in our Gemara. So this pshat, this second pshat, will fit well with the text that which we have. Masdisin. So what is Abdukachuk? Galulun. She goes to Xer Shal Yenichu Tefillin. They made Xer that people shouldn't wear Tefillin. Mahai Bezakana, Mechasam Helekloi, Kul Masisin Koi. Don't come her. Bezakana. That's not going back only in the case of Tzvosim. Which is what, according to the Bible, you know, you wear them. But if there's too many, so you stay there. And if it's dangerous to stay there, you cover and you leave. No, for this shot, you're going to make every case, wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin. It's dangerous to be with tefillin. So you're not going to endanger your life by wearing the tefillin in. So, it's relevant even to the first din of the Mishnah.
Are you
Shamal Malchus? Oh, whether it's one pair, Bain Swasim, whether it's a lot of pairs, so the Loch is Machasim, Metalisa, so you Tulu Kokach, but Bizoyan, you cover them as to lessen the Bizoyan. Menich Misham, Baharlech, you leave them there. So Yazizim, Misham, you don't remove them from there. Shemir Yergishu Boy, and they might notice it. That's the Mishnah. The prices are only referring to the case of where there's their listim, and they, you know, they have nothing against Jews or mitzvahs. They just want your money. So that's only going back on the last case, the case of tzfosim. The ketani, if you have too many there, the loch is machshich aleihen and mavien. However, if it's not safe to stay there, so then you don't want to leave them there. So you have listed them. They might be in vase of the tefillin. They're not going to endanger your life, but they might be in vase of the tefillin. So you might as well bring them in. Now, then the more I say, "Kasha, my kim the masdisim, zekanas of the geluden." She's Kaibla Malchus, that we're worried about this person being caught and being his life being endangered. So aim is safer. So Shimon says, oh no, the Eitz is Pochus Bachman Ramas through a human chain. So how in the world can you do that? Koshin the Avshim will see. We Shomon the Malchus Yoser. You know, the Goyim will see that there's this strange thing going on. They'll come and they'll look and you're in danger of everybody's life. It's much more common to become known doing this, and then we're afraid. But you wear them one at a time, or mashalem, or you stay there. That's the right pshat. The Shabbos According to the other Girsa, the case of the Mishnah was a case of Sakanas listim, which the Yisrael are not going to vows of the Tefillin at all. And the only issue is they want your money, so you can't stick around there. So according to that, the Gemara asks on that gear, the case is with Sakanas listim. So Reb Shimon is optional. So which Rashi expands the pshat is that there's an element of Zilzul Shabbos to bring it in through many people. It's better to leave it there. So even wearing one pair, there's an element of that. So why don't we ask that in the Reisha? If this is a question that we have, that question could have been asked in the Reisha also. Okay. I'll have the kashalay. That's right in the Gemara. Okay, v'chein b'no. So the same thing is true regards to the son. Versus b'noi, my boy husband, what is your son doing there? How to get there? Forget about telling how to get him back, how to get there to start with. So the Gemara says, d'vei menashe tono, that the woman was out there and then she gave birth out in the field. Okay, so the Tadakama says, would say according to this, you bring him in, you bring him in Paul's supposed to be Abrahamis, and the Shimon says you pass him off one to the next. My filo in mei, I'll have the kasha le yoda filochi hadif. The Shimon says even though passing a newborn child from hand to hand to hand to hand is not going to be necessarily so easy for the child, you know, you're exposing him to all these people's rough handling and their germs, etc. Still, it's better to do that than to carry him Paul's me Abrahamis. Okay, Dr. Rashi. Abu Gav the Kashulei Shematatul Oysoy Miyad Liyad. You're passing it from hand to hand. Hadifa still b'Shabbat. That's a bit still better. Wait till then. Who levad the pachas midalanam? To have one person carry the child, especially when you imagine with a child, the concern about him forgetting one time and carrying daladamas and not stopping is significant. So he felt that you have to do it with multiple people. Lotha says, let's say you have two people. We have this in Shabbos at the end of the Shabbos. If you only have two people, you still have something to gain. That you could have one person carry it less than 4 amos, give it to the next person, so he doesn't deal with putting it down. The next person carries less than 4 amos, and he passes it back to the first person, and vice versa. So they also gain something. But it's not a question of putting it down. The passing ends your process, and then the next person is not dealing with a situation. If it says he was already moving, not dealing with a situation of akira at all. There's no akira's cave. There's no akira's goof. So you're safer in your process. You have a way to bring it in, so. They're worried about the child's in danger. You got to get him to the doctors. You get him to the doctor.
Is there an end with the child being under 30 days of age?
No, it should make any difference. So the Tanakhama said, the Mishnah quotes, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person can pass, do the same thing of passing a barrel from one person to the next. even chutz l'tchum. And the Chachamim said back, there is a locha that can't go beyond ragli bailim. So even though you have a way to transport, you have a problem with the item can't has a distance limit, which Rehuda seems to ignore. So the more Rehuda Omer and Nosanam Lechaveira, but less than the Rehuda Haratnan Abayim Vakelim to ragli bailim. The locha is that whatever you own has the same tchum as where the feet of the owner is allowed to walk. That's where the item is allowed to go. Okay. Omer Eish Lakish Mishum Levi Saba. Hachav Ma'askinen is talking about B'ma'aron Michobes L'chobes. They're not passing the barrel from one to the next. They're pouring out the contents of the barrel from one barrel to the next. And all the barrels belong to him. Water does not have get enough of a significance to get a locha of the tchum of the owner, that therefore there be a limit in what you're allowed to carry. And the Tuma case that there was water in the containers. Rehuda does not have any issues of limits of distance, because ein ben mamish, they don't get a shvisa by the first person. So each person can take them where they see fit. Feather Markasha Umay lo sahalach zu lo yahalach masha bezu yosim raglia baila. What does it mean? This shouldn't be taken in the barrel. Does it mean that they say back? No. What's inside of the barrel? So Reuben's using his barrel, Shimon's using his barrel, each person using their own barrel, so they don't have a limit where they can take it. There's no problem of the problem is the water. So the zoo, he started with the words, and they said, you can't move the chavis. That's not the conversation. He didn't mean the chavis. He meant what's inside. Okay. Verses 1 second. The case over there in the Mishnah was the case where they made a dough, and one person brought the water, and one person brought the flour. And the people had different sanyam. There's no problem of carrying. You still have an issue of tum. And they made a dough with Leah's water and with Rachel's flour. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam says, you can't carry this dough beyond the shared area of tchum between the two of them. And Yehuda says, no, the water is insignificant. The main thing is the flour. So that I understand. Emer shemata leder Yehuda hecha the blian beisa. When you would put water into flour and you make a dough, the main thing is the flour, and the water becomes insignificant. So therefore, the dough can be moved to the owner of the flour's tchum, and we ignore the other tchum. Fine. But hechad yisno beinayu, but in our case over here, there's water in the barrel. Misha matale, did Rabbi Huda ever say that would be true, that you could, there's no ownership on the water, and therefore you're allowed to carry the water wherever there's no problems of tchum? Hashem Kedero, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Loi Botli. So the Mishnah over there, the Brisa over there, contrasts the case of dough to a case of water as an ingredient in a pot that you're cooking, and says water in the dough gets totally absorbed. you're making a stew, so you could argue over there that the main thing is the meat and the potatoes and the vegetables, and the water is secondary. But Yehuda says, no, it's not, because that there the water is actually, you can see the water, you can see the liquid. So if Leah contributes the water, and Rachel contributes the other food, you do have this issue of only in the shared tchum. So that's true. We're differentiating in the case of the Issa to the Kedera, so Kalba Kharm, when you have a barrel of water, that the water is going to create a tchum issue. Hashem Kedera, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Batli, even just in the Kedera, it's not Baltic, which you could argue that it is. It's definitely secondary to the other foodstuffs. Beinayu, Badli, you tell me the case where the water is only standing by itself. It is Baltic, which is our Mishnah. The Tanya Behuda, Mermayim, Umelach, Batalim, Beisa, Vein, Batalim, Kedera. Vein, Reutzburg, because it makes a gravy. So this approach of Rish Lakish, Mishum Levi Saba, seems to be very difficult. Let's hold it here. Since that's what I hold my kasha.